Since you need to give the size of the objects that you want to allocate on a heap to the malloc function, or to its relative functions like realloc and calloc, you'll be happy to know that there is a size of operator, which is pretty handy. What it does is it gives you the number of bytes in its argument. Now, it is an operator, although most people write it as if it were a function. Well, that's okay. Extra parentheses doesn't hurt anything. But it's an operator, a unary operator. So what you do is you write size of, and you follow that by the object that you want the size of. That's one of the uses of size of. The key feature is that it is a compile time operator. It gives you the size of the variable at compile time. So it's not something that you can find the length of a string with, and that's why we have the string length function. It turns out that there is a very nice idiom for finding the number of elements in an array. That's just taking the size of the array. So in the example I have here, assume that A is an array of some type. You take size of A and divide it by size of the first element. There's always a zeroth element in every array. So you might as well pick A sub 0 as your element. And that quotient gives you the number of elements in the array. Another usage of size of is to find the size of a type instead of a variable. In that case, you do have to use parentheses. You can't say size of space float. That only works for variables.